This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you again.
And Bridget, it's not too early now. For months we've been saying it's a little early to start your Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too early.
That's true.
If you're going to get something for everybody on your list, you better be doing it pretty soon.
Yeah, I haven't started yet, actually.
And if you're going to be shopping, buying anything online through Amazon, you'd be doing us a big favor if you would do this first. If you would go to smile.amazon, smile.amazon, you can find that through any search engine, or an even easier way is just go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, and you'll see a logo there that you can click on, and you'll be connected to smile.amazon. And a couple of things happen. They're going to ask you very simply, what charity do you want to support? And all you have to do is enter all three words, Catholic Radio Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to use all three words, mm-hmm. Catholic Radio Indy. That's it. Once you're done, anytime you buy anything on Amazon ever, you don't even have to do anything. Catholic Radio gets a small percentage.
That's true.
And especially this time of the year, it can add up really, really quickly. And a funny thing happens that if a month from now or 6 months from now, you're using that computer and you forgot all about Catholic Radio and you just go to plain old Amazon, before you stick something in your basket,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a little flag that says, wait a minute, did you want to use smile.amazon and support Catholic Radio? And a little button you click, and all of a sudden, it reminded you.
That's true. That's true. And I've done that, and I will be doing my shopping here real soon. But I am so excited today. We have a really great guest. We're actually going to be talking about the topic of religious liberty, Indiana's RFRA, the so-called RFRA fix, and the lawsuit challenging the RFRA fix. And if you're completely confused about what RFRA is, we're gonna talk all about that. Here to enlighten us on this topic is attorney James Bopp Jr. Of the Bopp Law Firm, who specializes in constitutional law, among other things, who is involved in litigating the case. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you, Bridget. Great to be here.
And we just found out before we got started here that you are actually a convert. And
I am.
We wanted to ask you about that because that's kind of exciting. Tell us about that.
Very exciting for me, too. About 5 years ago, I went through RCIA and was confirmed at St. John's in downtown Indianapolis. And, you know, I married my wife 28 years ago. 38 years ago. And she's Catholic, and my three daughters are Catholic. And I attended a Catholic church for many years. But my faith seems to have built, and I wanted to have a firmer connection to the church, and so that my faith could grow, and so I did it. It was very wonderful experience.
Well, that's really awesome. I didn't know that. I mean, you're kind of a famous person around Indianapolis and in the Indianapolis and Indiana area, and even in D.C. because you do so much work in the area of religious liberty. So I didn't know that about you, and that's like really exciting. So that's really cool. Welcome. Welcome
Thank
home.
You. Thank you.
Okay, now we are talking about religious liberty. What exactly is that, and what did the what does the free exercise of religion clause in the United States Constitution allow? Because
yeah.
I think people have a lot of confusion about that.
There is, because there's a lot of propaganda from the left about this that needs to be addressed. And of course, the people that founded our country did so based on two principal ideas. The first was religious liberty, and the second was that we would be self-governing, that we would govern ourselves. So the rights in the First Amendment address the two most important reasons for the founding of our country and the two biggest principles that our country is founded upon. And the idea was that we would permit, under our laws, total freedom as far as people's ability to practice their own religion. So it's not just, free exercise is not just you can believe what you want as far as religion is concerned, but you can practice what you want as far as religion is concerned, unless there's a really compelling governmental interest, like human sacrifice or something like that, as part of a religion. that that the government has keeps their hands off. And of course, this was a radical departure from governments, the way the governments were organized prior to that, because it was quite typical that there would be an official government religion. Everybody would be required to be a member of it, and if you weren't, you were subject to being thrown in prison or even executed. And we still have countries today, particularly Muslim countries, where that still is the case. So the ability to practice your religion in America is a fundamental principle, and it has meant we've had no religious wars in our country, that we welcome all faiths to our country, and everybody is treated equally.
Jim, that's the way it was when I grew up, and even in most of my adulthood, that you had people of all faiths that were all practicing their faith and unimpeded. You did what you wanted to do. And then it just seems like, I don't know, just maybe 15, 20 years ago, maybe not even that long ago, something has started to change where other people have the right not to believe in a God if that's what they choose, but they want to make that more a militant position, that not only do they not want to believe, they want to attack you for believing. What do you have any thoughts on what might have brought that all about or when that started?
Well, the left's has become very intolerant, and
ironically,
well, depends how you look at it.
Well, that's true. Okay, that could be a whole other topic, right?
Okay, they become very militant and intolerant to, and all you have to do is express an opinion on Facebook, and mm-hmm. then you'll find out right away that how intolerant people are of what they consider to be a different opinion than they have. And they judge people based on that. And if your opinion is different, then that makes you a bad person. And bad people, of course, have to be suppressed, thrown out of the society, and otherwise victimized. Mm-hmm. And part of it has been because of the gay rights movement. I mean, the gay rights movement, originally spent a lot of time talking about diversity and tolerance and inclusion mm-hmm. as the type of society that they wanted to live in, and they felt that recognition of gay rights was would achieve that tolerant and diverse and inclusive society. Well, as soon as they won in the Supreme Court same-sex marriage, I mean, frankly, I can hardly even think of an instance where any gay rights advocates have ever used those words since then, mm-hmm. because they're not interested in tolerance, diversity, or inclusion. They are targeting people that don't agree with them. And, of course, most of those people are people of faith, and because of their religious beliefs, they believe in traditional marriage, mm-hmm. for instance. And so they're targeting them. They're trying to drive them out of society. They're getting the government, most importantly, on their side to punish people because they want to practice their religion. For instance, they're a baker, and their religious faith tells them that they should not participate in a same-sex marriage. And then they go get the government to attack these people, to drive them out of business, to fine them, to punish them, because they're trying to exercise their faith. There's just the whole idea of tolerance, diversity, and inclusion, that all of us can practice our own religion or our own beliefs, is just going out the window.
We're talking with James Bopp Jr. of Bopp Law Firm, who is a constitutional law expert. Tell us, what is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act? There was a national act, and then in 1993, and then Indiana adopted one, I guess, 2015, I think? Mm-hmm. What was that about, and why was that seen as needed both at the national level and at the state level?
Mm-hmm. Well, historically, free exercise of religion has been protected But regardless of the kind of type of law that was would be applied to it, mm-hmm. and would receive our highest protection, it's called strict scrutiny, as far as the law is concerned, so that unless there is a really compelling governmental interest, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, animal sacrifice, human sacrifice, something like that, mm-hmm. then people would be entitled to exercise their religion. Well, there was a decision of the Supreme Court that held that not all laws would be, you know, that impinged restricted religious practice would be subject to that very high protection, and that some types of laws, you know, they could just willy-nilly prohibit your exercise of your religion because it was a type of law that applied to everyone. And you know, the people that wanted to protect religious freedom, which at that time in the early 90s did include liberals and conservatives together, mm-hmm. supported the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And then the state similarly adopted those laws because, again, the Supreme Court said this federal law, RFRA, did not apply to state laws. Only to federal laws.
So my understanding was that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was not really targeting any particular group, as in, you know, a same-sex group or mm-hmm. anything like that. But the way it got spun out in the media was completely. I was covering it at the State House, and what I was writing about was like, this is nothing what's being covered in the media has nothing to do with what this is about. And I was so confused. Could you clarify that?
That's exactly right.
I was so confused.
If you got your news from the Indianapolis Star, you would have absolutely no idea what the RFRA bill was all about. What the RFRA bill does is that it tells a court that if there's a state or local law that impinges on somebody's free exercise of the religion, like the baker, you know, doesn't want to do a custom wedding cake for a same-sex marriage. And there are laws in Indiana that do that, that would prohibit that, would punish a Christian for doing that. That the state courts shall use the highest level of protection, of scrutiny. Mm-hmm. So it just says that it has to be a compelling governmental interest in order for that free exercise of religion to be limited or impinged upon. So it doesn't, and it applies to every religious belief that mm-hmm. you can imagine, mm-hmm. okay? It has nothing to do with, in particular, with gay rights or same-sex marriage or anything like that.
Or Christians or Catholics.
Or Catholics or Muslims or whoever. And but because there's that's what the Mike Pence signed into law, and there was a spin, you know, and that RFRA was targeting gay rights,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that spin the media just ran with, and so they just described RFRA as anti, you know, gay rights.
We need to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to learn more about this religious liberty issue with our guest, James Bopp Jr. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Did you know now you can hear Catholic Radio Indy wherever you are, right on your cell phone? Of course, you can do it with our free apps, but now there's another way. Even if you have an older cell phone that can't download apps or you want to listen without using any data, here's the new phone number, so write it down, 605-562-9822. It's totally free if you have unlimited minutes on your cell plan. That's 605-562-9822. Try it. It works.
It really showed me God's love for me and the purpose that He has for my life.
Reminders of that hope that God does have a good plan for my life still.
The message of Christ gets out that way. It's incredible.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Just a reminder that Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at catholicradiond.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guest, James Bopp Jr. of the Bopp Law Firm, and actually a new convert, 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're talking about religious freedom, and what we were talking about the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that Indiana passed in 2015, and right before the break we were talking about how the media kind of spun it to be an anti-gay discrimination bill, which it was not. Could you give an example of what the bill in its original form was aimed at doing?
Yes, of course.
Without an example of a same-sex couple.
Well,
you get what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, when RFRA was thought of, it had
1993, right?
Had absolutely nothing to do. I mean, nobody was really thinking about gay rights or that the Constitution might protect that, or that there'd be same-sex marriages or any of that. What motivated it was a Supreme Court decision that said that an American Indian tribe was prohibited from using peyote, which is a controlled substance, under a federal law. And the American Indian tribe sued, saying that this is part of our religious practice, and that there was we use this in our ceremonies, and that this federal law prohibits us from doing that, even though there's not a compelling governmental interest to justify preventing us from using this drug during our ceremonies. And the Supreme Court, held that because this was a generally applicable law prohibiting, all controlled substances, that their religious freedom could be impinged upon. And RFRA was trying to fix that. And of course, with that idea, what happens if the state passes a law that says in some way about restaurants that they couldn't limit their what they offer to what is kosher?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that they have to have pork, and they're a Muslim restaurant, this was a direct threat to many forms of religious practice where there was no compelling governmental interest, and they wanted to restore the idea that there had to be a compelling governmental interest.
So we'll fast forward. We're in Indiana after the media kind of blow up with kind of the gay rights issue that was attached to RFRA. There was the lawmakers kind of were pressured to water it down.
Yes.
So they had what was called the RFRA fix. What was the fix? And then fast forward a little bit more, some organizations in Indiana are suing the state of Indiana based on this fix.
Yes. Well, the fix did something that, as far as we can tell, has never happened in the United States of America. And that by any state or the federal government, any law anywhere. And that is, we have a law, RFRA, that protects all religious freedom equally by requiring any state law or federal law impinges on any religious practice, that the courts will give the highest protection and require a compelling governmental interest. That's what RFRA requires.
Okay.
No matter what your religious practice is, the government has to show a very, very important interest, mm-hmm, before they can impinge upon it.
The highest scrutiny.
The highest scrutiny, called strict scrutiny. And what the fix did was exempt from that high level of protection certain religious beliefs.
Okay.
So, and those are the ones related to sexual orientation or gender identity. So if you have a religious belief that relates to that in some way, as far as your religious practices are concerned, well, then you don't get the highest legal protection. In other words, you're written out of the First Amendment. Okay? So we have never, that we can find, ever had a law has said, well, these religious beliefs right over here, we're going to protect, but these religious beliefs over there, we're not going to protect.
I had no idea it was that bad.
So discriminating based on religious belief on whether or not you're going to be protected. So it's the government saying certain religious beliefs we don't approve of, and therefore we're not going to protect.
So I understand why these various organizations are suing. So bring us up to date with why they're suing that aspect. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, basically, you have religious protection, except we're exempting traditional marriage or anything that has to deal with sexual orientation.
Right. Any religious beliefs that
man, you're a man. We were created as Adam and Eve. Right. You know, and to become one.
Right.
One male,
and it's
one
a sacrament,
female.
You know?
Yes, and it's a sacrament. So that basically has just been thrown out in a sense of religious protection.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you want
so
to practice.
So basically, targeting Christians. Basically, Christians were kind of targeted in this.
Oh, undoubtedly. That's
or any religious faith that has that as their main tenet.
Well, that have that as a religious tenet, which is the vast majority of religions in the world have a religion that marriage between a man and a woman is what they accept under their faith.
Okay, so bring us up to date with the court case. We have about 6 minutes left.
Okay. Well, you know, based upon this discrimination, of course, groups such as the Indiana Family Institute, which is an advocate for traditional marriage, they're getting regulated by the because their headquarters is in Carmel, and Carmel has a gay rights ordinance that says that if you have 6 or more employees, you cannot discriminate based upon, sexual orientation. That they would be required to hire gay rights advocates as employees with their organization that advocates traditional marriage, because otherwise you'd be discriminating based upon sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and RFRA, that would require a compelling governmental interest. If you know, Carmel's ordinance requires a advocacy group like Indiana Family Institute to hire a gay rights advocate for their organization. RFRA would require a compelling governmental interest to do that. And of course, that's ridiculous. What would be, you know, something similar to animal sacrifice that would justify the government requiring an advocacy group for traditional marriage to hire a gay rights advocate? Right?
Well, wouldn't that apply to Catholic schools and other organizations that, you know, you're a minister of the church, and other entities, whether they be, you know, Catholic or otherwise, that, you know, they have certain, standards for their employees.
Well, that would require a Catholic church to perform a same-sex marriage. It would require a Catholic priest to perform a same-sex marriage.
So right now there's no exemption for any of that?
Well, the RFRA fix.
Certain people are exempt from that.
Well, this becomes complicated.
Okay, I know. Maybe we shouldn't go there.
But the first point is the result of the RFRA fix, okay, is to strip that high level of protection that would require a compelling governmental interest and strips it down to just do they have a good reason? You know, I mean, do they have some rational reason to do this? And they would, of course, say we want to make sure that everyone complies with our ideology and in anything they do outside of a church.
Okay.
But, of course, then the final piece of this puzzle is some of these ordinances don't even exempt the church.
Yeah, because there are, four local ordinances in Indiana?
Right.
And those are also talked about in the court case that you're doing. So if you win the court case, then that would repeal those
It would
local
mean,
ordinances as well as the state, right?
Well, it would mean that people...
Not repeal, but you know what I'm saying.
Right. It would not repeal. What it would mean is the people of faith that have a religious, you know, reason to practice in a certain way, that they'd be protected, you know? Now, if, for other people who have no religious belief contrary to this ordinance, of course, they're going to have to comply, okay? But we protect, but that's, you know, the reason that it's in the First Amendment.
Right.
Okay, is that we protect religious freedom.
So we have 2 minutes left. What do you want to leave our listeners with? What should people take away from this interview?
I think the overall point is that this is the most important battle that we are engaged in my opinion, in the current legal environment, in the current environment, in the culture, because there's a concerted assault on people of faith because many of their beliefs don't comply with the reigning liberal orthodoxy, right? And they are, so they're, quote, dissenters, end of quote, from the reigning culture. And the question is, are we going to allow dissenters? Are we going to allow...
Free speech.
diversity, inclusion, tolerance, or are we going to, which the left is trying to do, use the government to stomp these people out because they're, you know, to terminate their business, okay, because they won't do a custom wedding cake. What about a Catholic church that would be required to perform a same-sex marriage? That would no longer be a Catholic church.
Right. Well, on that note, there is some more information you can get on the USCCB website on religious liberty. There's some great resources there and a video there. So I will put the link on the podcast of this show. And do you speak anywhere, James?
Sure, I do.
So if you want James to come and talk to your church or parish about this topic, I think he'd be more than willing to do that. And you can get in touch with him at www.boplaw.com. Is that right?
That is our law firm website.
James Bopp Jr., thanks so much for being our guest today. I think we could talk about this a lot longer, but you've been a delight to have, and welcome to the church.
Thank you. Thank you, Bridget and Jim. Really enjoyed the program.
God bless.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.